We hunger for this power, but we don't know how to endure the challenge of the word that's been spoken over our life. And it was when Jesus was challenged in his own identity and the summons that the Father gave him from heaven and released upon him an encounter with the Spirit of God himself. Now, I remind you, Jesus is not functioning on earth as God. He is God. He's eternally God. He's not a created being. But he's not functioning on earth as God. He's functioning on earth as man. Jesus didn't come to show us what God could do. God is omnipresent. He could heal everybody on the planet all at once. He didn't come to show us what God could do. He came to show us what one man could do who was rightly related to God. There's a huge difference in the whole focus. Obviously, he came to die. He came to take my place, to suffer in my place so that I could get what he deserved. He took what I deserved so I could get what he deserved. But he came to model what life would be like for anyone who was completely forgiven of sin, had no sin, and was empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's what he came to model for us. And so his whole lifestyle is this huge summons. It's this huge invitation by God himself to look at the man. The man who became so yielded to the Father. And he shows us process. And the process was God spoke powerfully, gave him an encounter. You would think after this encounter of the Spirit of God being upon him, the Holy Spirit came upon him and remained, that that would be what he needed to go out and change the world. But there was one more missing piece, even though he had that baptism of power. That baptism of power had to be challenged. So the Lord speaks stuff to you and to me in the ability to hold the resolve to what he has said. We don't have to be, you know, super intelligent people. We don't have to be, you know, multi-talented, highly gifted. We just have to be people that know how to say yes to the right thing and not change. The Lord looks for a people that will model a resolve for the one thing. Danny has a definition of self-control that I really like. I don't have it word for word, but it basically comes down to this. Self-control is not the ability to say no to all these other options. It's the ability to say yes so strongly to the one thing that everything else loses its voice.